T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the Yankees and Mets, Saturday was a much more important day as both New York teams are winners, and we'll start with the Yankees because they get their first walk-off win of the season, a win you can build on, a win that was the kind of win you were looking for from this Yankees team, a win that you can say, hey, look, this was a terrible start to the year. A terrible start to the year. They did everything you could possibly do wrong. The bullpen was the only consistent they've had all year, and now you've lost a couple of games the last two out of three because of the bullpen. But ultimately, the bullpen's the only thing that's been doing consistent baseball. The rotation was bad at times to start the year. The offense was non-existent. They've started to come around. They've had one hell of a week here. It started with taking all three games from a bad Detroit team. And then the intensity of the Astros series, I think, really, really has helped build this team to where they are on this Sunday morning and where they were yesterday afternoon as they came from behind during a game. And this is what you want to see from this team. They were yet to come from behind. They were yet to win a game when they were trailing. And so many times with this offense, you get the feeling the game is over. It's been the story all year. If they hit home runs and score some runs the way they did in Cleveland early on in that series, the way they've done against Baltimore at times this year, what they did against Detroit, then they get the big hits against Houston. But today, you had a script that this Yankee team has followed all year into the abyss. Scherzer's on his game, looking fantastic, striking everybody out. It was embarrassing how much the Yankees strike out. And it was kind of funny to me. I don't know if anybody else caught this, but you know I like to score the baseball games. I'm a baseball nerd, much like my good friend and coworker Evan Roberts. So I'm scoring the game, and he's going through the lineup, striking everybody out the first time around. And it's Stanton strikeout looking, Judge strikeout swinging, Torres strikeout looking, Hicks strikeout swinging, Frazier strikes out looking, Ford strikes out swinging. He was going back and forth, swinging, looking. Like, it was just, he was toying with the Yankees all game long. He comes out for the eighth. He looks dominant. They look dead. And then in the ninth, thank you, Brad Hand, the Yankees actually show some life in a game they've been dead all game. That is the game this team has been waiting for. You've seen some signs. Like I said, the starting pitching, which was terrible to begin with, you feel so much better about now. The way Kluber's been going, the way Herman's been going, even Tyone, he has the tendency to give up the home run, give up a couple of runs, but he has battled. He's got good stuff. He went through a stretch in his game after giving up three runs early of just going through the order like a hot knife through butter. He's been much better. This rotation has been good the last 10 games. You feel much better about that. You've seen signs. Gleyber Torres has a great base running play, which has been another bugaboo for this team. How terrible they've been on the base paths, my God. Just base running mistake after base running mistake. Judge ending a rally inning, getting thrown out at third base. Frazier getting thrown out at third base on a ground ball in front of him. Just constant errors and missteps and poor play that has plagued this team. But you've seen signs over the last 10 games or so you know, maybe dating back a little bit to the Cleveland series, but certainly through the Detroit into Houston and now into this Nats series. They have a brutal eighth inning the other night. Everything goes wrong. But besides that, you've seen a lot of better play here. You've seen the swings get a little bit better. You know, Judge is completely lost at the moment, but the swings are getting better. The defense from Gleyber Torres, from Clint Frazier. Obviously, Ford isn't a wonderful first baseman, but he's been so much better than what they got early on in the season. The defense has picked up. The offense has picked up. What has not picked up and what you saw on Saturday that makes you feel so much better and was also like almost that last check mark on are the Yankees finally through this malaise they started the season with. The last check mark was a game to come off the deck and figure out a way to win a game that you had no business winning. Where you're getting shut down all game, your at-bats look putrid, you look completely overmatched, the offense is doing nothing, and the pitching staff, Kluber and Green, keep you in it, and then you rise off the deck, and you get that run. Yeah, it takes a bloop hit from Judge that I don't know why LeMahieu didn't score on, by the way. I have no idea. All of a sudden, we're going to be cautious at third base? Phil Nevin is the send-em king, and there is no way Soto's throwing him out at the plate, but they score the run anyway, so I'm not going to go nuts about it. But now we're gonna get cautious. But yes, it takes a bloop hit. It takes a guy who's off his game. It takes a walk. It takes, you know, Torres with a line drive the other way, but they get it done. They get the run. They go into extra innings. They try to bunt. That was a great at-bat by Ford. I understand Ford's not someone who's bunt. They showed it. The last time he bunted was in the Cape Cod League, which could be my favorite graphic I've ever seen on YES. How they have that the last time Ford sacrificed bunted was in the Cape League, that is a tremendous job by the YES broadcast, who at times is a little bit out to lunch. But to have that graphic, that was one of my favorite graphics. Well, I almost took a picture of it. He hasn't sacrificed bunt since the Cape Cod League. But he gives you what Wade, who should be someone who could bunt on this team, and the last time the Yankees were in an extra inning game, Wade is trying to bunt for a single, barely gets his bat out there. At least Ford looked representative. He took some pitches. He comes through with the hit after a 3-1 count. They take off the bunt. He slaps it through the side to get that tying run. They do just enough. They do just enough. And this team right now needed that kind of win where they can look back on week ahead from now, the next time they're in a tough spot. Because right now, heading into today, there was nothing to go back and grab from previous experience to say, hey, fellas, we're fine. We're good. Let's go. Down a run in the ninth. We're good. All right, yeah, Brad, you know, hand's been good. Hasn't given up a run yet this year. We're good. Haven't had that to lean on. This team has been, when they're dead, they've been dead all nine innings. And yesterday changed that script, and you're starting to see this team perform the way they're capable of performing. Are there still issues? Of course. Judge looks terrible right now. He took the 2 days off for his whatever injury, lower body, you know, his hockey injury, which everybody flips out about that we don't know precisely what's wrong with him, but whatever. He takes 2 days off. He comes back in that Detroit series, and he hits home runs, and he's winning baseball games, and he looks fantastic. And we're like, here we go. Here comes Judge. And now he's been just lost. Seven strikeouts in a row at one point. Striking out all the time. This offense still isn't clicking. Hicks actually had, if you look at the numbers, no one's going to give him credit for it because everyone hates him. And I understand why. He's been terrible. But he had a decent Astros series with 6 hits in that series. But still, for the most part, a ton of feeble at-bats from him. Frazier hit the ball hard a couple times, but still, he's not right. Torres is yet to really drive the baseball, which is fine. He's hitting 300 over the last 10 games, coming up with some clutch hits. Had two today, obviously, one in the ninth that ties the game, and then the roller that becomes the game winner. But he's still not driving the baseball with authority. So there's a lot of issues with this offense. The rotation has been much better. But Tyone is still not quite there. There are some issues with this team if you're going to look for them to really be World Series contenders. But for the most part, the horrible start and the malaise and the stuck-in-the-mud feeling that this baseball team started the year with is starting to really end. And I feel like yesterday's game was one of the last check marks to say, okay, our starting pitching wasn't giving you innings. Kluber goes 8 shutout innings. Kluber gives you another good performance today. Tyone, yeah, he gives up a couple runs, but for the most part, he went 6 innings, still gave you a quality start. Montgomery, same thing, off to slow starts, but gives you quality starts. Herman's turning the thing around. So you start to get a check mark on that. The offense has done nothing. Everyone's terrible. Well, Stanton's literally saving the team for a week. He's on fire. Can't get him out. Judge comes off the 2 days off and wins you a couple games against Detroit. You see what Torres is able to do, even though not with power, but able to get some hits, put the bat on the ball, less strikeouts from him. Higashioka with another home run. Sanchez with a home run. LeMahieu's back to getting multiple hits a game. So the offense is starting to pull out of it, if not clicking on all cylinders, at least starting to pull out of it. The one last thing you needed was that, hey, we are never out of this, which is something Yankee teams of past years, Yankee teams that go on to win, seem to have. You need that. You need it a couple times. You need it every once in a while just to be able to say, to have that in your back pocket, to be able to say, hey, we're down, no big deal. Let's go. Let's lead off the inning with a walk. Because we know this offense is capable. And I know they probably feel they are, but sometimes you need the reinforcement of actually doing it. And to have this game go the way it's going, where Scherzer is completely dominant, completely dominant. He gives up the home run to Higgy. That's it. Other than that, I mean, it is just looking at my scorecard, it is nothing but K's. 14 strikeouts and 7 1/3 innings. He was absolutely dominant. And they get to the 9th inning, and the minute LeMahieu gets on, you got a feeling. And this is the kind of win you build on. This is the kind of win you look back on. And this is the kind of thing that can finally start to make you feel better about this team. Now, listen, it only goes as far as tomorrow, or later today, should I say. You're looking to win this series. Herman needs to go out there and get the ball rolling and keep this thing going, and this offense needs to go out there and score some more runs and win another series, which is all you're trying to do. But, man, it's been one hell of a week for the New York Yankees. And, you know, obviously a lot of talk about the Astros series. I haven't been on since last Saturday, and I was in the ballpark Tuesday night. Those of you who are fans and obviously listen to Carton and Roberts, you know I was at the game on Tuesday night, and it was just an incredible atmosphere. I know there's only 10,000 people in the building. I don't know if I've ever been to a regular season game that had that kind of feel. Yeah, a lot of it was the chanting and the cursing and everything. But there was just a buzz from the minute I walked up to, you know, show the guy my vaccine information. I mean, there was just a palpable feel in that ballpark. And I think part of it had to do, obviously, the hatred for the Astros, the abject hatred for Altuve in particular. But also the way this team has played and the expectations of this team. And I'll tell you right now, and I'm going to talk more about Stanton as the show goes on here. I'm on till 3 o'clock. So you got me for another hour and 40. We're going to talk about Stanton because I'm telling you right now, that home run in the bottom of the first Tuesday night was the biggest home run of the year. It allowed the crowd to be the way it was for the rest of the game. It got the Yankees right off the deck. It brought the entire house back into feeling like we're the Yankees again. It was an enormous home run. And he has been terrific. Is he a real Yankee yet? Has he done enough to appease you? Can we finally call him a Yankee? Because he's been brilliant. He carried the team out of this malaise over the last 10 games. He was the Yankee offense. Now, he hasn't gotten hit the last 2 games, and maybe he'll go into a little bit of a slump. But this guy can get hot and be as good as anyone. He's hitting peas all over the ballpark. I'm not the biggest on exit velocity. I don't get too excited about it, but you can't deny it when someone's hitting 118 miles every time he puts the ball in play. And every time, you know, he hits it and the fielder can't pick it up cleanly and it helps avoid double plays or balls that wouldn't get through a shift get through a shift, it's meaningful, and he is smoking the baseball. So some early storylines with that. He's gotten much better. Gleyber's defense has gotten much better. This Yankee team is starting to turn it around, and Saturday's victory was a final check mark for me. We can do this. We're never out of it. We can score runs even when we look terrible, even when we're dead, even when we're striking out every time we go up there. We are never out of a game. And for the Mets, and we'll get into them as we go, 877-337-6666, a little fight gets everybody going. Who knew? If I'm going through the Yankees, all we had to do was get into a team brawl, and they'd come out of the malaises, Lindor and McNeil. Lindor hits the game winner the other night. McNeil gets the Mets started with a home run on Saturday. We'll get into the whole nonsense about a rat. I got a couple thoughts on it, but right now, hopefully Lindor's coming out of it. McNeil's coming out of it. And, you know, a fight is a good thing. And that's what I hated the most about the stupid fighting over a rat or a raccoon, which is just, I mean, the Mets, when I first heard it, I laughed. And then as I'm thinking about it, I'm just thinking, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it's completely going to overshadow the story of the Mets winning a ball game. Lindor coming through with the big hit. The Mets now having won four in a row after Saturday. Instead, I'm going to take a lot of calls, and we're going to talk about a stupid, whether the Mets should be saying there's a rat or just be honest or whatever. It's just ridiculous. It could have been a positive story. Yeah, you know, listen, we had a discussion. That's the end of it. I'm not going to say anything. And then the story is this team cares. Lindor cares that he's 0 for the last century. It bothers Lindor that ground ball doesn't get played right. It bothers these guys. They care. They want to win. And they got to dust up. And what they do? They turned around and changed the game. That should have been the story. Instead of rat, you know, rat or raccoon. Is it the biggest deal? No. But, I mean, they're doing the Donnie Diesel thing. I'm all for fun. But go out there and win. And that's the answer. No one cares now. They've won a bunch of games in a row. Lindor goes out there and plays well. He gets two hits again yesterday. Scores on an overthrow, stolen base. And everything is right with the world, and no one cares what kind of rodent was in the hallway. That's what it's about. It's about winning. But it changed what should have been a good story for the Mets. They have a tendency to do this. Somehow the Mets have a tendency to turn good into bad when it's public relations related. The whole, like the Astros thing. The Astros get, banged for cheating. And the whole, for 3 days, it's about the Mets and what they're going to do with Carlos Beltran. For some reason, the Mets just happened to do this. But right now, Lindor seems out of it a little bit. McNeil with a big home run. And the Mets are on their way and starting to play better. And both teams look for series wins on Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.